There is a well-known concept in Hilchos Talmud Torah known as the Yisachar-Zvulun relationship. What is the Yisachar-Zvulun relationship? This is a relationship in which one person is the Yisachar of the relationship. He is sitting and learning full-time. And you have the other fellow who's the Zvulun in the relationship. Zvulun, we know, was a person who was in business, and he supported Yisachar, he supported the Leimei Torah, so this fellow as well supports the person in learning, and the deal is that I support you, and then we split the schar of your learning. So we have the Yisachar learning, the Zvulun supporting him, and the deal is that Zvulun gets half the schar of Yisachar. And the truth is that there's a well-known piece from Rav Moshe Feinstein and Igros Moshe about this structure. And Rav Moshe says that this halacha is not found in Hilchos Staka. Rather, it's found in Hilchos Shutvus. It's found in Hilchos Shutvus, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, because this is a business deal. It's a partnership. It's not a Staka deal. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, all of the rules of Staka won't apply. For example, says Rav Moshe, if you have an option, you're a person who is matzliach in business, you want to find someone who is going to learn full-time and give you half your schar by being supported by you, and one person lives in the same city as you, and one person lives in a far-out town, who comes first? Who comes first? Can you choose the person who lives in a town that's very far away from you, or is there a din k'dima to the people who are from your town? Says Rav Moshe, in Hilchos Staka, there's an order of precedence, there's a Seder Kedima, and one of the first priorities on the list is to support someone who is B'nei Ircha, someone who is a member of your city, therefore you would have to give Kedima to the member of your city. However, says Rav Moshe, since this halacha of the Yisachar Zvulun deal has nothing to do with Hilchos Staka, rather it's a shutvis, it's a Stam deal that has to do with Hilchos Talmud Torah, therefore there is no din k'dima to the person who lives in your city. You're allowed to choose whoever you want, because you're allowed to make a shutvus with whoever you want. In addition, there's a well-known taitza of this opinion, and that is that the shita of Rav Moshe Feinstein is that it's not enough if the Zvulun supports Yisachar in his learning. Rather, he has to give him 50% of his earnings. It's a 50-50 deal. You want to get 50% of the schar of his learning, you give him 50% of your income. So again, this is a tremendous chiddush. In most places, the minig is not to follow this shita. And again, Rav Moshe is basing this on the fact that it's a real full-fledged shutvis, which therefore entails giving 50% of your money for 50% of the schar. Now, there is a maisa that I heard that Moshe Reichman Zatzal was once informed of this opinion of Ramosha, and he was a little bit taken aback, because even though he supported a tremendous amount of Torah and Moistis throughout the world, he didn't give 50% of his wealth to the Moistis. So he went to Rav Shach, and he mentioned that it was very troubling to him that the sheet of Rav Moshe is that you only have the ability to structure your Yisachar Zvulun deal if you, in fact, are giving 50% of your earnings to the Yisachar. And that's not the case by me, and it's not the case by many people. So Rav Shach said that at least in this respect, the halacha is not like Rav Moshe, and you could feel confident that you have the Yisachar Zvulun arrangement in place, even if you're not giving a full 50% of your earnings. But Akhbanim, this was the opinion of Rav Moshe. Now there's a fascinating machlekes between Reb Chaim and some of the other Achorinim, including the Maram al-Shakar, regarding the scope of a Yisachar Zvulun arrangement. The Ramo tells us in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Simirish Me'envov, Nyaradeya, that this arrangement of having this shutvis, this Yisachar Zvulun deal, only works if you agree to give the schar of your learning, 50% of the schar of your learning, for the support of someone else, prior to your learning. That means before you sit and learn, you have this arrangement in place. That is the only time that the Yisachar Zvulun arrangement goes into effect. However, says the Ramo, B'shem the Rishonim, if you already learnt, and now in retrospect you want to sell some of your learning, you want to make a Yisachar Zvulun arrangement in retrospect, in hindsight, that doesn't work, because once you already learnt, the schar is yours, and you can't sell your schar. You can't sell the value of a mitzvah. As I zogt, the Rambo, and this really comes from the Gemara and Soita the Chof Aleph, which is the famous source for the halacha of a Yisachar Zvulun arrangement. And the Gemara talks about Shimon Achi Azariah. Shimon, who was a Tana, was attributed to his brother because his brother supported him. Azariah supported him in his learning, and he therefore had a tremendous amount of chashivas, that even Shimon was called Shimon Achi Azariah, known as the brother of Azariah, because Azariah got a tremendous schar by supporting him. He was the zvulun of the relationship. And this is also based on the Medrash. The Medrash says that even though Yisachar was older than zvulun, zvulun is mentioned first in the Pasuk. Why is zvulun mentioned first in the Pasuk? Because he supported learning, and in some respects, supporting learning even gives you kedima over the person learning. At any rate, this is the source for a Yisachar Zvulun arrangement. However, the Gemara says, but when it comes to the relationship of Hillel and Shavna, when it comes to the relationship of Hillel and Shavna, says the Gemara, Boiziavuzu, the Gemara says that possibly that it's a disgrace and it's a terrible thing to have such an arrangement in place, which means, says the Gemara, if you have a case like Hillel and Shavna, which was a story where Hillel learned prior to Shavna wanting to enter the deal, and after the learning was already accomplished, Shavna comes and he wants to buy into this deal, and he wants to give money and purchase the schar of the learning, that is completely irrelevant, it's completely meaningless, and farkar boiz yavuzu, it's a disgrace, it's something that we have to stay away from. So this is the source of the Ramah, that even though prior to the learning you could make such a deal, and you could make such a shutfis, nevertheless, after learning you can't sell the schar of your learning. Selling the schar of your learning not only is not going to be effective, but it's also going to be a tremendous loss for the person who learned. The question is, does this apply specifically when it comes to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, this concept of Yisachar Zvulun relationships, or does it apply even when it comes to other mitzvahs as well? So the Maram al-Shakar and other Achronim are mechadish that this is not unique to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Any mitzvah could in fact have these Yisachar Zvulun arrangement in place. Why? Because they explain as follows. Why is it that it only works if you have the Yisachar Zvulun relationship prior to the Asiyas HaMitzvah, prior to learning. But after learning, it's too late. The answer is because you obviously can't sell a mitzvah. You can't sell the value of a mitzvah. And therefore, if you already learned, then it's too late. You can't sell the value of a mitzvah. However, if you have the arrangement in place before the learning, it's not that you're selling the schar of the mitzvah. He is being misayeya you. He is facilitating the performance of the mitzvah. He's helping you be able to learn, because without his support, you wouldn't be able to learn, and now you are able to learn. Therefore, he participated, he was ma'afshir, he was the ma'ase of this mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and therefore, he gets the schar of the Talmud Torah as well. So it's not it's not an idea of selling the schar of your limud. Rather, it is a shutvis in that you can't get off the ground if you don't have the support. If you're not being supported financially, you will be unable to learn, and therefore the person supporting you is simply enabling and facilitating the Talmud Torah to happen. If this is the idea behind the Yisachar Zvulun relationship, says the Maram al-Shakar, this in fact should apply even when it comes to other mitzvahs. No matter what mitzvah we're talking about, if you facilitate and enable the mitzvah to be performed, you should get a large chilek of the mitzvah. You should be a shutef in the mitzvah. You should get a shutef. You should be a shutef in the mitzvah, and you should get 50% of the schar. And according to this understanding, both the mitzvah of Talmud Torah and the mitzvah, let's say, of a lulav, the mitzvah, any other mitzvah that comes your way, if you facilitate the performance of the mitzvah, you get the schar just like the person who actually performs the mitzvah. However, Reb Chaim disagreed. And it said b'shem Reb Chaim that he held that the entire concept of Yisachar, Zvulun relationships pertains only to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It doesn't happen when you have any other mitzvah. And only when it comes to this mitzvah of Talmud Torah do we have this idea of a Yisachar Zvulun arrangement where you get 50% of the schar of the learning if you support it, if you contribute and enable it to happen. Now, why is that? So, I once heard b'shem the Chavasel Sasharon from Rabbi Yisachar Frant that he explained that the Gemara says in Kedushin that a Rav Shemochel al Kvoidoi, Kvoidoi Mochel. If you have a Rebbe that is Mochel on his Kavod, he forgoes the honor that is due to him, the Mechila goes into effect. Why is he the one who has the ability to be Mochel, L'chayr, it's Kavod HaTorah? So the Gemara explains, Torah Dileihu. Once a Talmud Chacham goes ahead and learns Torah, he has acquired the Torah in some respects. And therefore, it's considered as if it's his Torah. And since it's his Torah, he has the right to be Meichel on a Kavod because it's his Torah. And therefore, he has the license to forego the Kavod. Since it's Torah Dileihu, that's why, says the Chavos Shel Shasharon, Reb Chaim understood that the concept of enabling someone else to get half of the schar of your learning applies specifically to Talmud Torah. Because Talmud Torah, you are somewhat of a baal bas over your learning, and therefore you have the ability to make an arrangement in that the schar will be attributed not only to you, but 50% to someone else. However, when it comes to other mitzvahs, you're not the baal bas over the mitzvah, and therefore perhaps the idea of splitting the schar of a mitzvah and being a Shutif in a mitzvah perhaps doesn't apply. You can have the schar being a ma'asa, godol ma'asa min ha'isa. That's the Gemara in Baba Basra. It's certainly a tremendous schos to be someone who facilitates the performance of a mitzvah. But the concept of Yisachar Zvulun relationship, according to Reb Chaim, doesn't apply by other mitzvahs, only by Talmud Torah.